Morning. As some of you know, a lot of pastors are away this week, so I get another chance to share something I have been learning from the Bible with you guys. So let's bow our head and pray. Lord God, thank you for another beautiful day and for another chance to be drawn closer to you. Please give us the grace and the wisdom we need to glorify your name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 10. Then Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. When Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, for he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, Jeroboam returned from Egypt. So they sent and summoned him. When Jeroboam and all Israel came, they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father make our yoke hard. Now, therefore, lighten the hard service for your father and his heavy work, heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." He said to them, "Return to me again in 3 days." So the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, "How do you counsel me to answer this people?" They spoke to him, saying, "If you will be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him, and consulted with the young man who grew up with him, and served him. So he said to them, "What counsel do you give that we may answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" The young man who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, "First you shall say to the people who spoke to you, saying, 'Your father make our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter for us.' First you shall say to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king had directed, saying, "Return to me on the third day." The king answered from them harshly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the elders. He spoke to them according to the advice of the young man, saying, "My father make your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father discipline you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of events from God, that the Lord might establish his word, which he spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. Now look after your own house, David." So all Israel departed to the tents. But as for the sons of Israel, who live in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was over the forced labor, and the sons of Israel stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam made haste to mount his chariots to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel had been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. This is God's word. The background is that King Solomon passed away and his son Rehoboam succeeded him as king over Israel. The first big decision this new young king has to make was to decide how to treat his people. To lighten the service and taxes to the king or not. King Rehoboam's response was at first, "I'm not sure. Let me get back to you in a few days." When I read that, I thought, oh, that's actually quite a smart move. He doesn't have an answer now, and he went to ask for advice. I think that's a sign of humility. But just thinking out loud here, so often when we are unsure, it's so easy for us to feel pressure to give a decision there and then without thinking it through carefully. And in life, there aren't actually that many things that are so urgent that an immediate answer needs to be given. And if it's important, it actually makes sense that we take some time to pray over it or seek advice as well. So, one of the first things I learned reading this passage is we don't necessarily need to give response immediately, even if the world pressure us, or even if we feel pressure somehow. But the key thing that stood out to me was the advice of these two groups of people King Rehoboam chose. So one set of advice is the elder who served his father, and the others are the advice from the peers who probably had similar experience as he had. And you see that they gave very diverging advice, and his choice of listening to the wrong people resulted in a disastrous outcome for him. And today I actually spend a bit more time on this part. I probably talk a bit about my experience, my mistakes. So I think I was like Rehoboam. Or worse, I wasn't humble to seek much advice from people initially. So what happened was this past year, I've been liaising with my many uncles to discuss family matters, as my parents are quite advanced in their years and their dementia have progressed a lot. So like Rehoboam, I don't know these people, these uncles. I mean, I've seen them around, but I've never talked to them. And unlike Rehoboam, I first consulted with my sibling because they were easily accessible to me instead of the elders. So when I talked to my siblings, they said, yeah, these uncles are difficult people to deal with. Just wish me luck. That's actually the gist of the advice they gave me. Not that helpful. So I went to ask some of my peers who gave their professional advice. So they were actually legally or procedurally sound, and even some are like tax friendly and all that. So having learned about these new things, I thought, okay, good. I've got some basic framework to talk to my uncles. But looking back, I was still quite prideful. And you know what the Bible says about pride? Well, you remember the last time I was EMP? One of the first I mentioned was Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before some stumbling. I stumbled a bit. I was quite ill-prepared. So an initial 10-minute chat with an uncle, just one of them at a time, about how he sees his family matter, it turned into a 1.5-hour history talk about family disputes, betrayals and slanders and gossip and a lot of lies too. So it's a lot more than I had anticipated. And clearly I was quite naive and missed this big human element. So the second time I actually talked to other uncles and some older cousins, well in their 60s or 70s, who had dealt with these uncles before. And I think, yeah, they did give good advice, but you can't talk about all the different scenarios. And Each time when I talk to these uncles who or cousins who give me good advice, they were actually similarly, like they all, each of them talked for at least an hour and a half and quite repetitive. So it was like quite hard to stay focused and listen to them. So yeah, my point is here is like it might be easy for us to talk to our peers because they might understand us, they might know where we come from, they might talk our same language, and it could be easily accessible. But when we, but if we do go out of our way and seek advice from the elderly who definitely have gone through a lot more experience than us, they might even have done the same kind of things before. It might seem more difficult because out of the ways and you don't necessarily talk to them, but if you do find that there's people you could turn to for wise counsel, for godly advice, or just a person who may be quite neutral or even think of your angles on the different angles quite constructively, don't hesitate to do that, even though it could be like some of my uncles. Each time they talk for an hour and a half, and how to just be respectful and say, I need to go, I've got something else on, as you go and ask for their advice. So, yeah, let me just ask you to just reflect, take a moment to reflect. Yes, Janella, please. Yes, come up. Just play some worship music. So, yes, if you could close your eyes and take a moment to think about, are there any wise counsel or godly people in your life that who do want to help you, but you have turned them away because you don't understand them, because you find it difficult to receive their words for whatever reason, and instead you might just look into your own ideas yourself? Yeah, ask God if this isn't an opportunity God wants you to, yeah, just reconnect with these people, these wise counsel, these potential mentors who God wants to place in your life. Yeah, they might have done many more things to you. They might have made the mistakes that you are going to make. Is it inconvenient for you? Or difficult for you to talk to them? Yeah, take a moment to reflect on God. If there's any people that brings to your mind that God wants you to connect with, that you might have lost touch or unwilling for whatever reason, or even not humble or want to receive their wise counsel or advice, just pray and ask God how you could mend or build these relationships. And if you don't have anyone in mind, ask God to bless you with wise counsel. Ask God to bless you with wise counsel. Yes, I was praying. I got Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but the harsh word stirs up anger. Here in 2 Chronicles 10, we hear how the harsh words from Rehoboam causes such a bad outcome for him. So much that we need God's grace to give us gentle answer when we might hear things we don't like, or even there's moments of self-righteousness that comes through that. We also need the gentle response so much to offer for the other people so that we don't cause others to sin as well. Let's turn to the community prayer. Let's lift up those who are suffering from cancer, as well as those going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray that not only God heals, but God's smoothing and gentle words to them and to their family members restores their soul. Let's pray for the community who have yet to know Jesus and suffering from all sorts of illnesses as well. Pray that God's loving kindness will bring them to know Him. Let's pray for those with other infirmity in our community. Pray for those who are seeking jobs. Some of them have been here for a while. Let's pray that God continues to guide them and grow their intimacy with God even more in the midst of their waiting. Our mission's focus is on Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government, the leadership, the wealth gap, one of the biggest in the world. Pray for the revival in Hong Kong. Pray for the churches, our partner, Sports Surf International, Shanti, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughter, CSW, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean churches, Hong Kong students. Yes, actually, this is around the exam time as well. Yeah, lift them up. And pray for domestic helpers. Some of the family members might have gone through the bomb attacks in Surabaya just over the weekend. Yes, lift them up, as well as the family in distress and the children. Please pray for our staff, P-Sam, who's traveling to New York. Pina is actually not well today. That's why I'm doing EMP. Piwiki is on the training for the church planting. P. Kenny away. Yeah, quite a lot of the staff's away as well. So yes, lift them up that they will have safe travel as well as godly time wherever God leads them to serve. Please list up the hospitality ministries, welcoming P. Andrew, Barrister Ashley. Yeah, pray for works of excellence as they serve the Lord and God's heart to bless the people as they come to SP. Please also lift up the worship team, particularly P-Nate, as well as her son with our new leader, Conrad, and the AV team, P-Kenny, for a heart of worship. Let's also lift up house churches for today. First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, QPR, Soho, Westfield. That God's presence with the house church. And that, yeah, at today's house church, God will lead to applications of His word, a mother's advice. Whatever He says, just do it. Let's also pray for our parenting seminar as well as SP annual retreat. Pray for the speakers to be in good health and downloading God's word to share with our church who need it so much. Lord God, thank you for today. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for a reminder that your gentle words through us to others can do wonders, and your and the harsh words could cause so much trouble. Yes, Lord, we ask that you to continue to enable us to humble ourselves and to love others as you call us to. We thank you for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So please continue to spend time in your personal prayer, and see you tomorrow.